Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick, certainly concern continues to rise with another downtown business closing shop as Tuton announced on Monday that they'll be closing its doors in mid-February. That also adds on to Dinosaur Barbecue announcing that it'll be moving from its Franklin Street location to the town of Hamburg. And then other businesses like Braemiller Market and the Downtown Bazaar also closing up their doors as well. Just your thoughts overall with the Tuton closing and the increased number of these downtown businesses now closing up shop as well.
I mean, I would say sad, but not surprised, right? It's been very challenging downtown. It's really the post-pandemic era, right? I mean, I don't know if it'll ever be the same again downtown.
Where are your concern levels with your operation, operating downtown for your sake and for other businesses that may inquire about it?
Well, I think anybody who's in business downtown has to be concerned, and certainly, you know, there's only so many things you can cut, right? I mean, I'm not getting $25 for a meatball ever. And it's got a damn good meatball, but it's not worth $25. And your wages go up. Every expense we have goes up. Combine that with, I don't know the hard numbers, but it's got to be 20 to 30% of the downtown workforce is not in their offices for the last 5 years. It's almost 5 years. You know, it's tough. We used to do 100 lunches a day, Monday through Friday. I cut out lunch service because it just wasn't viable anymore. You know, everybody's concerned. Everybody's working hard. And, you know, a handful are extremely successful, and most everybody's struggling to get by right now unless there's an event or a concert or a show or whatever, you know. So a la carte business in downtown Buffalo is certainly challenging.
Where's the biggest challenge when it comes to now rather than in years past, whether that be even just a couple years ago or going even further back pre-pandemic?
I mean, just drive around town. You know, I was downtown Saturday night, and it felt like a ghost town. The bottom line is the answer is the people, the number of people, volume.
I know that your business is a diagonal shot from the Buffalo Convention Center. Does that help you in any way, and may it help other businesses that are right around those certain attractions where more people are congregated?
Yeah, tremendously. I mean, certainly the Convention Center programming, just like all the other programming, is still less than it was pre-pandemic, certainly. You know, the home shows and the auto shows are a direct influence on my business, certainly, though.
And what more would you like to see from, whether it be from the city of Buffalo, from New York State? Is there anything more that you would hope that would be available to you to be able to try to help not just your business, but also other businesses downtown try to survive or even try to see a kickstart in a revitalization once again?
You know, it's tough putting your finger on just one thing. You know, one of the biggest things that I think would help dramatically, and I'm not in the HR business, but bringing the people back that are working remote to having them work in the businesses certainly couldn't hurt. I mean, it feels like tens of thousands. I have no idea what those numbers are, but you walk around downtown on a, you know, 5 o'clock on a Wednesday or Thursday, and it used to be bumping. And it's not, you know, certainly the number of people downtown is concerning for all of us. You know, the catering piece is a whole nother thing. It's certainly grown. But the a la carte business virtually in any level of the market is a struggle.
Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Chef James and the guys at Dino are smart operators, and they're making business decisions, and they're very difficult to make. So, you know, I hope people give them a break and support them in Hamburg or wherever they're going, because they're good people, and people are just trying to make ends meet, and it's difficult to continue to maintain your priorities, maintain your level of product, and not overprice yourself out of the market. You know, James is one of the most respected chefs I've ever met. I think his place, Titan, was one of the best restaurants I've ever eaten in Buffalo. So it's a sad day for Buffalo that we're losing that. But I know James, and I know he's making a smart business decision, and I know that didn't go easy for him because he cares about his people, like all of us do.